This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got some more bold predictions for the 2020 season for Major League Baseball. We went through some of these yesterday, and some of them were pretty darn bold. Now, let's get to the rest of this list. Corey, you're going to like the first one right out the block. Chris Bryant will be traded.
Oh, really?
Bassick, I don't know if you know this, but Corey has long been on the let's make a trade and get Chris Bryant here.
Okay. Listen, if we can get Arenado and if everybody agrees that Arenado is the better player, deal. That's fine. But I would like a quality third baseman of the likes of Chris Bryant. And, Mike, one of my big dreams there is that two childhood friends get to play baseball, and playing with Chris Bryant brings out the best of Joey Gallo. That's what I'm hopeful for.
I'm not against it because he is a former MVP. When he's healthy, he's great. I know it sounds on a piece of paper we're just getting Chris Bryant. Are you okay with most likely the main part of that trade being Josh Jung?
Yeah, and I understand, like, Josh Jung has the capability, and we discussed a great comp is potentially he could be a Michael Jung type guy where his hard work and work ethic gets him to be that player. Right now, Chris Bryant is a star, yeah. And we talked about that the other day, Kevin. There are no stars on this team save for Gallo and maybe Kluber. I know Mike Minor is kind of, like, becoming a hot name, but he's
not
a hot
star,
name for
though,
trades.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, Chris Bryant is a legitimate star in the sport of baseball. So I think that's something else I want to add to this team is a little more power there.
It'll tie into 11-22, so I'll just leave it at that if we do get Chris Bryant.
Now, another bold prediction is the Rangers will, in fact, play in a pitcher's park. I know Joey Gallo several weeks back said it's playing big as hell. Maybe in the exhibition games it did not necessarily look like a pitcher's park. But do you believe that the Rangers' new park will turn out to be a pitcher's park?
I hope so for this year because that's our strength. So, you know, we don't really have a lot of power in our lineup, right? I mean, when you look at our lineup.
Yeah, no, I agree.
If you look at our 2 and 3 hole hitters, you're not expected to get in a 162-game season. I'll just use the basic numbers. You're not expected for our 2 and 3 hole guys to hit 30 home runs. Most teams are. You know, our team is looking for 40-plus out of that 4-hole spot for Gallo and maybe one other guy to hit 30 home runs in a regular season. So right now, it being a bigger park could be advantageous for this Texas Ranger team.
And correct me if I'm wrong, like, isn't one of the big things that made Globe Life Park hitter's park, wasn't that kind of the jet stream that played in?
Yeah, yes. Because the dimensions of the park itself, like, if you look at the five main points across the walls, this park is actually 16 feet smaller dimension-wise than the last one. So it's not just that the park is, like, enormous, it's the lack of a jet stream, I guess, that will make it perhaps more less hitter friendly.
I can't remember if it was Chris Woodward with us or if it was maybe CJ Nitkowski that was talking about this the other night during the game, but they were suggesting that some of the gaps are a little bigger, and for guys like Chu and Elvis, they're really excited about that because there are some areas where they like to put the ball anyway. And that they can really take advantage of that. So, I can't remember who it was that was talking about that. Maybe it was Nitkowski, but.
Well, I know Jared Sandler yesterday said on our show, talking about Leody Taveras, that center field defense could be more important in this ballpark than the other ballpark because of you have to cover a little bit more ground, even though to Kevin's point, it is a little bit shorter, but there could be more ground to cover as a center fielder.
Now, with the Old Park, Fangraphs put out a study that since Globe Life Park opened in 1994, it inflated offense at least 3% every single year, and in most years, offense was up 5 to 9% at the park, and we'll see how that changes. Bold prediction. The Blue Jays will finish in third in the AL East. Now, that puts them
Buffalo ahead. Blue Jays, huh?
That's right. We'll get into that in just a second. But that puts them ahead of the Yankees, the Rays, or the Red Sox. Like one of those, I would think the Red Sox would be the most logical. But Bassick, I think I'm buying in on this, man. I believe in the Blue Jays. They already have three kids who are all like 22 to 24 who already look like freaking world beaters. I think the Blue Jays are ready to take some people on.
Yeah, and I think you might have just added a few years to Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yeah,
honestly.
He's like 20.
I don't know yet. Okay, and that's the one thing, like, somewhat about the White Sox, and maybe you, I think, Kevin, you like the Blue Jays' future more than the White Sox' future?
I think I do.
Okay, both of those teams, though, are somewhat in the same category right now. Are we over-evaluating them or giving them too much hype this year? But we know that those teams look like they're set up for the next 3 to 4 years. They look like they're set up to be a quality team that can make the playoffs again. And so I'm with you. I don't know if the Blue Jays are going to be able to do it this year, but they're getting there. They are really close to, once again, after being right there with the Rangers in 15 and 16, think about how quickly they've redeveloped their farm system, and now it's in the major leagues helping them now.
My Twitter handle is in the majors, by the way, Mike. Thank you very much for that. I said that they would finish second. So I have them behind the Yankees whenever we were doing our kind of predictions the other day. I really do think that this, and that's a real bold stroke, but I think they have a chance to do it. They're too young to not know what they can't do. I love teams like that.
Well, and lastly here, do you guys think the Blue Jays will have a better record than the Rangers this year?
I do.
So the tough thing, if you think that
bumps them out.
Yeah, is most likely Tampa and New York are going to have good records, and that leaves one spot left. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
If you're going for a wild card spot, then you would have to, if you think Blue Jays, Tampa, and New York are all going to have good enough records to make it, then that means you either have to be first or second in our division, or you have to have the next best record to the Blue Jays.
You know, maybe they won't then, because that's such a tough division, and maybe they'll just beat each other up, and that'll help us out.
Now, as far as the Blue Jays, where they're going to play, I know you just made allusions to this. They got kicked out of Toronto, and then they were going to go to Pittsburgh, and then that got the kibosh put on it. And then it looked like, as of last night, it was going to end up being Baltimore. But now, word is that they're going to improve the lights in Buffalo after all, so that's where the Blue Jays play.
I never thought the lights were bad when I played there, and I played there on Buffalo. I played there against Buffalo as late as 2008 was the last time I was in Buffalo. I mean, maybe they've never touched the lights since 2008, but there was never a major issue with us playing there in AAA with the lights. So I get it. They're going to improve it, but there was never a major issue there when I played there. Yes, are the clubhouses not as big and as nice as a major league clubhouse? That's true. But there's a lot worse clubhouses in AAA than what Buffalo has. So Buffalo, I think, will be fine. That park is a pretty fair park, as in – you have to hit it to get it out. It's not just hitting pop-ups to some certain part, and it'll be a home run. It is, at times, difficult to hit them to center field. So, for Toronto is a hitter's ballpark, whatever they call it now. I don't even know what Toronto's...
Is it Rogers Center?
Yeah, that's what it is now, I believe. So, it'll be more of a pitcher's park. The way Gallo is somewhat going, dang it, man, we played in a hitter's park, and now we're going to either a fair park or a pitcher's park. That will be the same for the Toronto Blue Jays. They get to play in a hitter's park when they're in Toronto. Now they will play in more of a fair park or a pitcher's park.
Bold predictions for the MLB season from CBS Sports. Zach Gallen will finish top three in the Cy Young voting. Bassick, do you believe in the young Diamondbacks pitcher?
It could happen, but I wouldn't bet on it because of this. Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom, Walker Buehler. I mean, we can keep going down the list a little bit. Obviously, Steven Strasburg closed the season off tremendous last year. I'd have to, rack my brain for maybe a few other names. But
if you think Young, did Hyung-Jung Ryu move leagues? So maybe not.
Yeah, he might be Toronto, right?
Yeah, so not him.
So I would say that there's a possibility. Don't get me wrong. There's a possibility. But there are guys like DeGrom and Scherzer who have dominated the Cy Young voting for the last 5 years. So maybe third is a possibility, but it's going to be tough.
So you're saying Gallen is maybe a couple of quarts shy.
Okay.
Okay.
Boo!
There will be
Did you try your best?
No.
Oh, well, then there you go. Yeah. There will be a three-way tie atop the NL Central between the Brewers, the Cardinals, and the Reds. Whoa! Okay.
They all get in then, I guess.
That is a bold take right there. But this one I love. Gerrit Cole will not only win the Cy Young, he will win the MVP. In the last half century, how many pitchers have won an MVP?
One.
Kershaw and Verlander have, right?
So it's at least Kershaw. Two.
Has Scherzer ever won it?
Nope.
No.
I will give you a hint. It's more than two.
Okay. I'm going to say more than two, Kevin.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who else did it. Did Pedro Martinez do it?
No.
David Cohn.
No.
All right.
Did Fernando Valenzuela do it?
No, but think about that same year, Fernando Mania.
That was 81?
Yep.
So,
American League?
Yep.
Who is awesome in the American
League? You know who it is, Corey?
So I got a couple of names, Kevin, and this is just the American League?
No, this is all baseball.
Well, he's saying 1981 American League, there was an MVP that was a pitcher.
Raleigh Fingers. Okay. What about Roger Clemens?
Roger Clemens picked it up in 86.
Okay. Dennis Eckersley?
In 92. And Willie Hernandez in 1984 would have been the one I never, ever would have gotten. So that goes with the other two. So Raleigh Fingers in 81. Willie Hernandez in 84, Roger Clemens in 86, Eckersley in 92, Justin Verlander in 2011, and Clayton Kershaw in 2014.
Vita Blue in 1971.
And see, and that's how far you have to go back, like, to get to that next wave. So in the last 49 to 50 years, there's only been six of them. Could you envision, especially in the shortened season, Gerrit Cole taking it down?
Yes, absolutely. The way he pitches, with the tenacity that he faces every pitch with, and just the sheer strikeout numbers that he puts on the board, there's a possibility that he could have a couple of really like spectacular games that everybody just goes, well, yeah, obviously that's the MVP right there.
I think he could too.
Bold prediction from CBS Sports. Both 2019 World Series teams will miss the postseason. That has not happened since.
This was the bold prediction came out before the expanded playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. That's probably true. That you have to go all the way back to 2006 to find a time that has happened. With the expanded playoffs, maybe you don't see it. Would you have seen it perhaps with the old playoff system?
Yes, I think that in the old playoff system, there was a strong possibility. I felt like it was going to be really tough for Washington to win their division with Atlanta in it. And then you get the Juan Soto news where, we assume he's going to miss 5 to 15 games to start this season off, which is a lot of the season if it's 15. So I saw Washington possibly missing it. Now I see where it's going to be tough for me to pick Houston not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're not going to be one of the eight best teams in the American League. For the Nationals, I think they can sneak in. So I like this bold prediction if it was old playoff system.
And then the final bold prediction, the Dodgers will end their World Series drought. Gentlemen.
That's what I'm picking.
Does it happen? Bassick says yes. Does it change at all when you immediately see that Kershaw's hurt and you talk about how much back injuries can stick with you?
No.
It changes. I still won't change it, but like I was talking about earlier in My Buddy's an Idiot, they've developed Walker Buehler and Dustin May during winning division title after division title after division title, and they made trades to help out those teams try to get to the World Series, and yet here they are sitting with, it looks like, I'll say 3 to 4 years from now, Walker Buehler or Dustin May at least have one Cy Young.
Yeah.
So they've developed two Cy Young candidates during winning division titles left and right.
And
by just being good drafters.
13-year freaking contract. So, like, that's just ridiculous that they were able to do all these things.
Fun fact, because I decided to look it up about Willie Hernandez. He did not register in the top 10 for Cy Young ever, except for that 1 year that he won the Cy Young and the MVP.
You only have to do it one time, Kevin.
That is true. That is true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.